Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're gonna need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100 count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's the weekend. You know what that means.
South Park.
Yep, it is. I guess we should just start calling this South Park Saturday, because that's when we do this, is on Saturdays. But no, we're going to give you our thoughts on the latest South Park episode. And one of the things, and I was thinking about this earlier today, one of the things that I think South Park should get a lot of credit for and should be complimented on is they are so good, both time-wise and on most occasions, how they present it when something popular, something hot is happening.
Yep.
And in this episode, Sora Not Sorry is a perfect example of this.
This is my favorite episodes of South Park ever. I'm going to say it right now.
Wow, this is your favorite ever.
One of my favorite
episodes. Oh, one of. Okay, yeah. I missed the one of.
One of my favorite episodes of South Park, this is. I really, really, really fucking love this show.
Yeah, this was such a great episode. Now, before,
and so timely.
Yeah, that's now, the thing.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you, before we dive into this, have you seen any of these Sora AI videos? I'm sure you have.
I have. Yeah. It's impossible not to watch.
Do you have a couple favorites?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people like in impossible things and water slides and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I have two that I really love. One is obviously a wrestling one, because you guys know me long enough. It's the one, I don't know if you've seen it or not. If you haven't, let me know. I will send you the video. It's Randy Savage and Mr. Rogers about to get into a fight.
Okay.
And Rogers has this line. I love this line. He's like, "You get out of here, you glittered freak up. Or glittered up freak." Like, they're about to fight, and Rogers pulls off the sleeves off his sweater. So there's that. I'll send you that one.
Yeah.
And the other one, and I found this one on Snapchat, is basically The Price is Right, but inappropriate stereotype prizes, such as an Asian person winning 12 weeks of driving lessons from a professional.
Oh my gosh.
A Black guy winning a job.
Oh gosh.
Oh, it's terrible, but it's funny. Wow. I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry. How about that?
Yeah, no, I love slop videos. And I have to say that this is one of those things where I went into it not thinking it would be that funny. I have not laughed that much in quite a while over this episode. I've seen it twice, and I think I probably will see it more.
Wow. So basically, the main plot of this episode is Butters uses AI, Sora, to get revenge on Red for the whole Labubu thing from season 27 earlier this year. And Red does like a comeback video. And it gets to the point where Detective Harris gets involved, and he thinks the whole thing is real.
I love that the grown-ups are the stupid ones.
Yes. And what I loved is when Butters is being he's not being interrogated. He's being interviewed about the video that Red did. And he's like, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't talking. Like that old gangster movie, you know. And then, out of the blue, the Studio Ghibli people get involved. And it's like, you guess he's a disease. Like, the way Matt Stone does Asian people voices is one of the funniest freaking things you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
God. There's just so many good moments. Like with this whole story. With Butters, because like Kenny gets involved and then Kyle gets involved. And it's like, oh, here's Butters eating shit from Droopy and Popeye banging Kenny. And then
yeah.
Bluey gets involved. And here's the thing, I like Bluey. I actually do like Bluey. It's just...
Yeah.
I will say, before we get to the other story of this episode, I kind of felt like after Butters apologizes, I felt like I was waiting for something else to come from that story, and nothing came from it, you know? I don't know if I should feel disappointed or
what. I really liked it.
Oh, I loved it. Maybe I just was expecting a little bit more after the whole court thing.
Yeah.
But if we're going to talk about this, we have to talk about the Trump J.D. Vance storyline.
Oh, so funny.
This is one of the funniest unexpected things from South Park in a long time. And it was great.
Yep.
So, going back to the previous episode, Vance kind of admits to Trump that he was the one, you know, that wanted to get the unborn baby, you know, eliminated. And Trump's not mad at Vance. So they come up, you know, they're trying to come up with these plans. But at the same time, they're starting like a romantic relationship. And then you get to the scene in the Lincoln bedroom. And Forder's I Want to Know What Love is playing. Which... I'm going to warn everyone now, when I review this episode, I'm probably going to dedicate at least 5 minutes to Foreigner. Maybe 10, because I love that band. I'm warning you now in advance.
Yeah.
So be prepared for my Foreigner discussion during this episode. And it's just so well done. Like, it's funny, you know?
It's hilarious. Like, this whole episode is just on point. Like I said, it is one of my favorite episodes of South Park ever. And that's saying something.
It is. And then, when they arrest the guy who had Cartman, and then when they see the video, and if Fox News, oh my, the way they did the Fox News thing was so funny. I was like, Fox News alert. That was so funny. And then Trump has the call, and then they're like, Fox News, fake news alert. But I'm looking forward to seeing where the whole Trump Vance story arc goes now. And I'm thinking at this point, we've got two episodes left. Because if season 27 was five episodes, I'm thinking season 28 is going to be five.
Yeah.
And I want to, and I'm going to bring that up in a moment about the seasons. But my God, these last two episodes are going to be good.
Yep.
Like, I actually have in front of me the viewer, like the Nielsen ratings from this week. They did a 0.53, which is
good.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's good for today. Because the first episode, Twisted Christian, did a 0.52. So this one, just a little bit higher. And The Woman in Hat did a 0.31, but I think that's only because it aired on Halloween. So it kind of backfired a little bit, but not too much. So, you have said on multiple occasions, this is one of your favorite episodes of all time.
Yep.
What is your rating for this episode?
It is a clear 10 out of 10.
Ooh. I kind of figured it would after you said it's one of your favorites. I do think it's a funny episode. And again, I will be watching this again. Maybe it'll bump up to a 10. Right now, I'm going to have it at a very solid 8.
Okay.
That's a very solid 8. So yeah, I mean, it seems like it, from what I've seen, it's been well received. I haven't seen anything, you know, any press releases from the White House. And at this point, I've given up on Wikipedia giving like the full synopsis of these episodes. I really have. Like the last one they did was Sycophancy, so.
Wow.
Yeah. Getting lazy on me here, Wikipedia.
Oh. In your game.
Okay, so IMDb, as of this recording, 624 users have rated this episode. Currently, it is a 7.4 out of 10.
Okay.
Not bad. I could pull this up real quick. There were 166 people gave it a 10. So, a lot of it are on the same boat with you. They thought it was a 10 out of 10, so. Now, before we wrap this up, and I actually, I thought about this a couple minutes ago, and I want to have this little discussion with you. Because yesterday, I had a brief little chat with one of the fans of the show, Dusty. And he asked me a very good question. Because I told him my reason, or my thought of this answer, but I kind of want to hear your reason. Why do you think this season and 27, why do you think each one is five episodes long?
I think it's for two reasons. They probably want to get out of their contract, so they are making the season shorter. And also, yeah, I think that's the biggest reason.
I honestly didn't think about the contract. I really didn't. So, I think the reason they have this is season 30, if they play their cards right, would be in 2027. And the first season was in 1997. So I'm thinking they want to do like the 30th season on the on the 30th anniversary of when this whole show began.
That could also be it, yeah.
That That's my idea. That's my thought. I could be wrong, but then again, I could be right.
All right, everyone. I gotta.
And one other thing I want to bring up, and then we're gonna wrap this up. Matt Stone was interviewed recently, and he brought up the whole Donald Trump character. In the interview, he said he was only going to be a one-time-only character from that first episode of the season. But it was so popular, as we all know.
Back by popular demands, I say.
Pretty much. So, yeah. Kudos to them. All right, so next episode of South Park will be Thanksgiving Eve. Haven't had one of those in a long time.
Will we get a Thanksgiving episode?
I wouldn't be against it.
No.
I honestly would not be against that idea. So that means that Fro and I will be back in 2 weeks on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which will be November 29th. And we will give our thoughts on that episode, as that is the penultimate episode, because after that's going to be the season 28 finale.
Yeah, and for people that didn't like this episode, please tell us why.
Yeah, I would like to know. I really would. Even I enjoyed this one. Well, I mean, I usually enjoy the South Park episodes, but this particular one, I really enjoyed. Fro loved it. So,
yep.
And of course, join the Facebook group Sharks Pond, a South Park podcast, where you can talk with other South Park fans. So, since we won't be back before Thanksgiving, let us be the first to wish you and yours a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Gobble Gobble Day.
Yes, and we will be back in 2 weeks for our next South Park Thoughts episode.